This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
I'm Katie Couric, and I'm not just for breakfast anymore.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk1071 and live streaming all over the planet at MyTalk1071.com. I'm Jason Matheson. Alexis has the day off, and joining me today, ladies and gentlemen, Dawn McClain.
Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Dawn. And there's no one else to say good morning to. And good morning to you. Yeah, except for Kenny. Hi, Kenny. And good morning to all of you on this Friday, October 7th, 2022. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to Bathtub Day. Welcome to Kids Music Day. Welcome to Manufacturing Day. Welcome to National Denim Day. Welcome to Diversity Day. Welcome to National Flower Day. Welcome to National Forgiveness and Happiness Day. Welcome to National Frappe Day. Welcome to Inner Beauty Day. Welcome to LED Light Day. Welcome to World Smile Day. Welcome to World You Matter to Me Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee. Coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Dawn McClain? Yes. How the hell is... Oh, wait. Oh, let me rephrase today's question.
Sure.
Are you still on the caffeine?
No. I've switched off the caffeine. I had an early night. I was just exhausted, went to bed early, so it wasn't that difficult to wake up. I'm starting to get back in the groove of being on vacation. You know, I was in Europe for 2 weeks, and then I did Project Down and Dirty, which was even more, to be jet lagged and come back from that, wow. So,
it's a lot.
I'm trying to get back to where I don't depend on caffeine, and I think today is the first day. It's good.
Okay.
Feeling good. What about you?
Okay. Well, I am still on the caffeine. I have no plans on leaving the caffeine, and it's mighty fine. They filled it a little extra. My buddy Angela gave me a little extra today just because it's Friday.
Oh,
and she knew,
it is.
Yeah, it's Friday. I know.
It's been a long week.
Yeah. It sure has.
God, I mean, seriously, it feels like 2 weeks in 1 week.
Yeah, I know. Alexis is, Dawn and I told you yesterday, Lex left for an appointment yesterday to take Zen. He had the sniffles and wasn't feeling well. Well, sick kid continues. So poor Lex is taking care of the little one. So we wish her the best. So Dawn and I joked yesterday that we're like, God, we should have volunteered to take Zen so we didn't have to do second chance romance.
Right.
But thank God we didn't, because now we would have the sniffles, because kids are carrier monkeys. Thank goodness that we didn't leave. The only thing we got sick to our stomach from Second Chance. You can hear that on our podcast.
That one was, they're all kind of painful, but that one was extra painful.
I love the woman that she said, and again, I would encourage all of you to go listen to Hour 3 yesterday. She basically, my talkers, she said that she had never heard of us or the station.
Right.
She didn't know it. She, to quote my Mariah Carey, I don't know her.
I don't even know who you guys are. So
no, she's no offense. And anytime someone starts with that, you know it's going to be something you don't want to hear. No offense. With all due. A little bit later, since it's just the two of us, and we didn't hear, poor Dawn came back, as she just said, from her vacation. And usually, and we see the tweets from you, we love to laugh following one of our adventures if we come back from a break, and we always have fun vacation stories. We really didn't get to do a lot of that with Dawn, because the minute Dawn landed, we went right into PD&D. So a little bit later, in the second hour, Dawn has a vacation story that she didn't tell us. So we'll get to that a little bit later. I tease that for a reason, because speaking of vacations, cruising, there's been a couple stories in the news about cruises lately. And I wonder if our buddy Bradley is listening or has read these. The first one is, in all the weird economic news happening right now, the one of the bright spots is the fact that cruising is still very affordable. Like, prices are killer right now. I mean, like, really good for all of the cruise lines, whether you're going Royal Caribbean or whether you're going a family route like a Carnival, you can still get really good deals, my talkers. So there's great news. But, and it's not a but, it's an and. They are cracking down on something that I know I felt and was my only net negative in my first cruise a couple months ago.
So this is a good thing.
This is a good thing. Yeah, that's why I switched it from but to and. Buttholes. Buttholes.
What? You have to leave your butthole at home?
You have to leave your butthole at home now. No. Buttholes on the cruise lines. And when I mentioned this, when I came back, yeah, Dawn, you, that's right, you were gone when I came back from the cruise that first little bit. I had said, just a quick recap, I loved it. I mean, lead with the positive. I really did like it. I appreciated all of you giving advice, including dear Bradley. But the one thing, and I heard from a lot of you, and you agreed with me, I was really surprised that Royal Caribbean really did not enforce the adult-only areas. And and when I say did not enforce, I mean at all. And it was mainly, and it wasn't even little children, it was mainly teenagers that were running up and down the hallways like her, like the wildebeest stampede in Lion King. And every night, Dawn, and you know my husband, he's a little more tepid than I am, but he does have a fuse. And if that fuse is ignited and it stays lit long enough, he will turn into me. And and this happened on our last night, and I laughed so hard. I was sober, and it was a little, I gotta tell you, it was a little sexy. These teenagers, herds of them, would around midnight, Dawn, would run up and down the hallways by the staterooms, just being goofy. And really loud, screaming, laughing, And finally, that last night, it was about 12:45. And here comes another herd, and Colin jumped out of bed. Colin jumped out of bed. I had to remind him that he was naked. So he had to put on some, he opened up the door and he goes, "Hey, hey, people are trying to sleep in here." Wow. And I was like, oh. Anyway, so
that's surprising.
It's very uncommon.
The one going, Jason.
Yeah.
Don't worry about vacation. It. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's fine. But no, but it was 7 days of that, Dawn. Every night, these unruly teenagers. So there's the layer of the cake. Here's the icing, and here's the peg here. Carnival announced yesterday, I read in the Washington Post, they're adding butthole fees, fines.
Really?
Unruly guests could face fines up to $500. Now, this is really meant for another level of unruliness, because several brawls, like teenage brawls.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Dawn, we had a fight on ours.
Well, what? Where are their parents?
They've also updated their curfew for passengers under 18.
Yeah.
I actually think it should be under 16, but whatever. They're required to leave all public areas by 1 a.m. I think that should be midnight, but oh well, at least they're trying. But yeah, up to $500 in fines.
That is That's, you know, whenever you didn't even pay $500 for the cruise, a lot of times that's a
oh my God, Dawn, I didn't even think of that.
Because
yes!
If you are going on Carnival, it is one of the most affordable cruise lines. And, you know, you can go on a 7-day cruise for $479 or, you know, it just, you have to get there. You have to get to the
Port Canaveral port. Or whatever. Yeah,
that's,
port.
That's the only cost, really, for people like us.
Yeah. But I saw this. I said, Colin! they're putting fees for buttholes. And he starts, he's like, it's about, because it was, yeah, we had a fight on ours, Dawn. We had a teenage brawl in front of the Starbucks in the little boardwalk area.
Oh my God. Was it like siblings or what's,
no,
what's the deal?
No, it was
here?
A group of teenagers that met on the cruise. They become friends, which, hey, I don't want to ruin. It wasn't that long ago. You and I can remember. We were goofy. We were, you know, we were loud teenagers. I don't mind that. But no, there was a brawl. We talked to a woman at a bar the next night. She goes, did you guys see that brawl? We're all like, what? What?
It would be really hard for me to not, you know, start being their mom. If their mom wasn't there, I'd be like, listen, what's going on?
What are you doing?
I know. Who are you? What's your parents' name? What room are you in?
Yeah. I want to talk to them. But yeah, it was, I'm excited. So Carnival, thank you for doing this.
Great job. And
thank
that
you.
Probably includes also like drunken passengers who are obnoxious.
Oh, it's
for
broad.
Everyone.
Yep, it's for everyone.
Well, that's
up to
great.
$500.
My sisters are going on a Mediterranean cruise starting October 9th, a couple days, and they're going all over Italy and Greece and everything.
Oh, that's fantastic.
They go on vacations together and they don't invite me, which is fine. But what I don't like is that I'll be, you know, we have group texts and they will forget that I'm in the group text.
Oh, God. Oh,
and
dog.
They won't tell me they've, you know, are embarking on a journey. And they'll be like, oh, what room are you in? And they're going back and forth. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? What are you doing? Oh, we're sailing to Greece. And I'm like, oh, good for you. And I'm like, can you do a new thread? And then they don't hear me. And they just continue to talk about, oh, what port are we at tomorrow? I'm like, I am working. I get up and I have all these texts about their fun time. I'm like, hey.
Could y'all start a new vacation thread, please?
Yes.
I love it.
I loved it when I was on vacation in Europe, B. Arthur starts talking to the three of us, and you go, can we leave Dawn out of this?
Okay,
she's
thank
on
you.
Vacation.
I know. I said, B, leave her. Take her. Can we do it? Well, you know how I feel. My talkers are with, I do not enjoy a group text unless it's necessary.
Right.
Like, I need rescuing from a bathroom stall.
Sure.
That is the only necessary use of group text.
Oh, my gosh. Right, exactly.
When we come back, Dawn jumped on her streaming sites and discovered a surprise, a good surprise. Plus, I have an ab fab, like a handy-dandy ab fab. I'm really, and you'll laugh when you find out what it is that I'm so excited about it. So that and more coming up. Nutrisource, a family like no other. Hi, everybody. It's Jason Live for Nutrisource, the official dog food of Dexter and Mr. Big. I took Dexter to the vet yesterday for a little checkup. And, you know, he's 9, which just makes me sad. I can't imagine that my boy is that old. But anyway, I always look at him and say, buddy, we're aging together. Look at all that gray. I'm just so glad that he's a Nutrisource dog because he got a clean bill of health. Healthy as a horse. And I credit some of that to Nutrisource. Dexter has always been a Nutrisource dog. Mr. Big has. And they've been with Dexter every step of the way. And that's why I love Nutrisource. There's not just one generic formula. No, there is a Nutrisource formula for every step of your dog's life. Puppy, adult, large breed, small breed, weight management. I love how they put that. And more. So become a Nutrisource family. Find it at NutrisourcePetFoods.com. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk. If you can't listen to us live, listen to us later. And we're also available if you don't have an old-fashioned radio like Alexis.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Talk radio, I'm just curious. I don't know.
Girls, remember those from the 80s with the little flip, like the numbers flip down, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, like in Groundhog Day. Yeah.
Oh, that's exactly. Yeah, she has one of those. No, but if you don't have one of those, friends, you can listen to my talk on your on the most popular of those home smart devices that are likely spying on you.
Yeah.
I'm Jace with Dawn. Lex is off today taking care of the kid. Poor little Zen, not feeling well. So we wish Lex the best with the care
not
monkey.
To get sick from him. Yeah, no, exactly. That's a struggle.
Yeah. Dawn, I hear that it's the good and the bad. Mm-hmm. You got a little bit of streaming good news, but it's adding to the stress that we just talked about yesterday. Am I right on this?
It is. This is the premiere season. You know, a lot of fall premieres are happening. You have streaming services all competing with each other. It's like, oh, season 4 of Atlanta just started. Oh, we have to watch this and that. It's just so overwhelming. And I opened up my email and I got this. I had immediately deleted it because I just don't like ads anyway. But from Wow Entertainment, which is World of Wonder presents, new Drag Race UK now available. And I just screamed, no! No! And I threw my phone and MC was like, what's wrong? We both have big reactions and we get kind of pissed off at each other because I'm like, I thought you cut your leg off. What's going on?
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, oh, you know, same thing for me. I'm like, Drag Race UK is back. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, but I haven't even started watching the Great British Bake Off, which just started, which I used to be on the minute it dropped, like even maybe at midnight.
Yeah, I wasn't going to judge you for that because you have been busy and stressed.
Yes.
But I got to tell you, out of everything, that does kind of, Dawn, this is like your jam, like your jam. And I'm shocked that you haven't started it yet.
Yeah, it's the Halloween season. And so I'm in between, like, just, you know, getting home later. I've had a lot of things to do in the afternoon. And then, like, by the time you take a nap, you get up. I mean second sleep. It's our second sleep. It's necessary. It is. Yes. We'll fall asleep at 7. Yeah, between that and just like trying to recover from vacation and Project Down and Dirty, I'm like, oh my God, I cannot keep up with this. We decided we were going to make a chart because we're so overwhelmed. We're like, we don't know when things start. Yeah, we've got Walking Dead and just, I mean, so many things. And then I'm trying to watch new stuff like Dahmer. And where's the time, girl?
No.
I don't even like the other UK. I don't even like I watched Canada. That was okay.
No, I'm not watching that
one. And the other countries, I don't know why. I just can't get into it. But the only one that I think that I legitimately like, and it's why I keep World of Wonder, to be honest, is UK.
Yes, I'm with you. I'm the same way. Yeah, and my talkers, if you like maybe the American version and you're going to pick, because again, we got to be picky now of what we watch because there are only so many hours of the day. Dawn talked about that a couple days ago with Lex. If you're going to be a choosy mom, choose GIF and choose Drag Race UK out of all of the extra additions.
Yeah.
UK is usually the best.
The reason
I actually
why,
like it more than the American version.
I
sometimes.
Do too.
Yeah.
So it's a little dirtier. It's like the makeup isn't as good. It's a little more crafty. Like they're getting stuff from the flea market. They don't have, you know, some of them have gowns made for them, but for the most part, they make them themselves. And it's not as extravagant. And that makes it feel more real. Like, you know, the drag queens that you really know. My friends that are like, oh, I got this. I went to Goodwill. Look at this fruit basket. I'm going to make it into a headpiece, you know? And you're like, yes, girl. It's kind of like that. And it's a little, and plus just their humor. Oh, you know, it's better than ours. Sorry. They're always funnier. Brits are always funnier.
You put it well. I like the unpolished nature of UK. It's a little less shiny.
It's
really good. You can see it. You heard Dawn reference it. Worlds of Wonder. You can just, you know, pay for like 1 month subscription and do what we do, and then we cancel it. So go do that. Hey, new listener rewards in October. Win an Aveda prize pack plus gift cards to Abbott Paint and Carpet, Pat's Tap, Starbucks, and more. Sign up on our website. When we come back, President Biden's going to make Cheech and Chong very happy. Plus, Super Mario is here next. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk and streaming worldwide in our My Talk app. I'm Jace with Dawn. Alexis is off today. Hey, Dawn, show note. I don't know if my button bar is on or if I'm having computer problems.
I think you're wrong one. Yes, I had the one next to yours lit up. There you go. Okay. It's on now.
I just thought I was.
I don't know what. I guess I turned that off in mind. Between them.
No, it's fine. I was just worried that I was.
Anything's possible here.
Anything is possible. That's right. Welcome back. Hey, coming up in the next segment, I teased it a few minutes ago. I have an Ab Fab item, and y'all are going to laugh at me, but you know, just like I get excited about. If something works, I saw something online. Here's the tease, Dawn. I saw something online, just like I did the butterboard and the Whoosh. Remember, I got really excited about Whoosh, my glass cleaner, my screen cleaner.
Oh, that thing is great.
Thank you. I got very excited about that because I thought, okay, is this, you know, I saw it on a list. Is it really as good as Jill Martin from the Today Show said? Yes, it was. This is another one of those products, Dawn.
Yep.
This is one of those products that, here's another hint, you may have the opportunity to use when you house it. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, great. I'm excited.
If you're a pet owner, people, do not turn that dial. Do not turn that dial that's next. But right now, I'm smelling Cheetos in the air. The president made an announcement yesterday. Right, Dawn?
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
All right. So, President Joe Biden has decided that he's going to pardon a bunch of federal convictions for marijuana possession.
Yeah.
He says, this is ridiculous that, you know, people that are, we have people in prison essentially who were convicted a long time ago for weed possession, and he doesn't think it's right.
Nope.
He, you know, in the big scheme of things, I thought this changed, but. Actually, it's still considered a drug that's just as addictive or in the same lines as if you're possessing it as heroin when it comes to a federal level. And he's like, this is not the same thing, you guys. This is not, you know, when it comes to large scale distribution, you know, I'm sure there'll be limits on like, hey, how much weed were you carrying? Was it a tractor trailer full? You know. That's just across state lines. That's going to be a problem. But there is no word yet on when those will start. But, you know, families have been torn apart. People's lives have been ruined.
Yeah.
Over this kind of stuff. And so it's about time.
Yes. You know? Well, I was watching Stephen Colbert. I usually try to watch his monologue. Or all the monologues before the show start, just to see if there's anything in there that's okay. That's funny. Well, Colbert touched on this, Dawn. So when you had this,
great.
I was like, yeah, and it was so funny. Listen to a little Colbert.
Afternoon at 4:20 somewhere, Joe Biden pardoned all federal offenses of simple marijuana possession. Woo! Kentucky, that is fantastic. That, ladies and gentlemen, that is a hell of a Green New Deal. All right. And he did this on camera. Right? Here's the official announcement.
As I said when I ran for president, no one should be in jail just for using or possessing marijuana. I'm announcing a pardon for all prior federal offenses for the simple possession of marijuana.
There it is. He's pardoning. There it is. Boom. He's pardoning federal marijuana simple possession offenses, all of them, from the dankest nugs to the harshest ditch weed. I'm talking pot, grass, Mary Jane, reefer, the sweet, sticky, icky, ganja, choom choom, lawn pillows, sticks and stems, herb, chronic, gaming, the devil's lettuce, wacky tobacco, Acapulco gold, jazz cigarettes, and the right honorable Reverend Al Green.
That's great.
Isn't that great?
Oh, God. Jazz cigarettes. That's something that one of my acting teachers used to say.
Really?
She'd be like, well, beasties. She called us beasties. And
beasties?
Yeah. She's like, all right, beasts, I'm going to go home and have a jazz cigarette.
Am I dumb? I don't get that reference.
You know, jazz players were known for smoking weed back in the early,
okay, 1920s, 30s, 40s.
And so, yeah, some old timers call them jazz cigarettes.
Okay, now I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, y'all listening, probably everyone has their own beliefs. I think this is a long time coming. I think there are far more important things we should be concentrating on, and people should not be in jail for this. Absolutely not.
Yeah, we're talking about simple.
Simple.
Things, right.
Yeah, don't, yeah. It's
that don't have any other, like, convictions attached to it.
Yes.
Our prisons are overcrowded, as we know, and there are a lot of people that are let free, like sex offenders that are out on the street that reoffend, you know?
Yep.
Pedophiles, do you want them out on the streets? Because you have a third of our system is filled with weed conviction, you know, simple.
Yeah.
It's just going to, it's going to be great. This should have happened a long time ago.
But,
you know, things take process, and I'm sure he will get some pushback from this, unfortunately. But
yeah, I couldn't agree more. I've never done anything like that, but I've completely agree. Okay. Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah. Oh, talk about smoking some weed and watching a movie.
That's right.
I just watched a trailer. Wow,
yeah.
This is pretty, you know?
It's pretty. It would be good on a little ganja, but I mean,
yeah.
So I'm going to play a little bit of it. It's really more visual than anything.
Right.
But you can hear, at the very least, you can hear Chris Pratt as Mario. I mean, that's really what you want. Here we go.
What is this place?
Do not touch that mushroom, you'll die!
Oh, I'm sorry. That one's perfectly fine.
Come on, Mario!
Mushroom Kingdom, here we come.
Okay, so it's the Super Mario Brothers movie, and the number one thing people are saying about this is the fact that Chris Pratt doesn't have an Italian accent.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Mario isn't Italian.
Right. Is Charlie Day as Luigi, is he going to be Italian?
I don't know.
I mean... Is it offensive to Italians to have them doing an Italian accent? Is that? I mean, because I don't understand why. I don't get why they would be upset.
I don't know.
But, you know, I'm
I'll ask
Italian,
my uncle.
So.
I'll call my uncle Phil. He's 100% Italian. Phil Tangora. You can't get much more Italian than that.
Yes.
Hi, Uncle Phil. I love you. I am Pat. My godmother.
God, you know what was great about being, one of the greatest things about being in Italy is that the times that we saw people screaming in the streets.
What?
Speaking what? Italian. You know, they're Italians and they're yelling. They're yelling at people like they're yelling at somebody who cut them off or, you know, like this girl was kind of walking in the street too much and this car started honking. And then she's like, get in spiace. And you're like, yes, let's video this. I don't know what she's saying. And then the guy's yelling out the window at her. She's yelling back, you know, and then you've got the opposite where the first night we were out, we went to the grocery store because, you know, Europe is expensive. And we're walking along and we're following our little GPS on our phone. And we're like, okay, this is kind of scary. But then you just see, like, they have these little parks that are in the middle of, you know, the street. There's this couple just fully making out. I mean, like, not just a little bit. Like, they are going at it.
Basically then, swallowing each other's heads.
And you're like, wow. You get to Switzerland and people barely look at each other. But when you're in Italy, you're like, oh, look at them. They're really enjoying each other. This is like, oh, wow. But, you know, they love, they're passionate people.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, why are we, have they, which studio is this? Is this
Pixar? It's Illumination.
Illumination.
It's a, yeah, yeah.
Have they made any comment about this? Okay.
Nope. They're reveling in the fact that the other headline coming from this is it's one of the fastest growing viewed trailers for an animated film. It's killing it. It's killing it.
Yeah.
And this is all leading because, you know, Universal, this is all very coordinated. Universal Studios is building a Nintendo world. So there is going to be an onslaught of Nintendo in the next few years.
That's this really smart.
Just the beginning. This is just the beginning.
Cool.
So it is pretty. You can see it online, everybody, to search for Super Mario Brothers movie.
I put it in show links as well. Yes.
Oh, perfect. MyTalk1071.com. Okay, when we come back, I know that you've been on the edge of your seat. I have a life-changing app.
Oh, good.
We'll be right back.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
A message from our sponsor. From, like, the 70s or 80s.
The name of the game is Ball Buster. It's a family game, fun for children. And for adults, it's exciting. You make strategic offensive and defensive moves. Then try to bust your opponent's balls. It's as easy as checkers. But exacting like pool. You're a ball buster. Ball Buster.
We get it.
A great new game from Mego.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Sorry to interrupt the broadcast there, but I just can't take it. Oh, man. That is, you know, it's like they got Will Arnett to voice it. Like, just choose a different voice guy and it wouldn't sound so creepy.
It's horrible. I don't know how many more gigs that guy got.
Probably a lot. If it was the 70s, you know, they liked that 70s. Deep baritone, scratchy. I could be a some type of a sex offender type of a voice. You know, or your weird uncle.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Alexis is off today, taking care of the kid, and not feeling all that well. So we hope Alexis is feeling okay.
Yeah.
On this Friday, October 7th. It's one of the first segments we ever did do on this show back about 16 years ago. It's AbFab.
Absolutely fabulous.
This is our version of Oprah's favorite things, and I think I have a good one today, especially if you have if you're a household with pets. I saw this on one of those goofy BuzzFeed lists.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you get roped into... I click on most of those.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, my gosh, I have to keep planning for the show. Stop reading this.
Yeah.
But this one, okay.
This one got me because it was like products. The title was something. I don't know. It was something like products you can't believe how good they are.
Oh, like you just, no, I'm totally clicking on that.
With like great before and after photos.
Ooh.
And you there, you can get me hook, line, and sinker with a good before and after photo. And I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I will click on that quicker than you can say Wilford Brimley. I'm over it. I'm on it. Over it, on it.
Up all the, in it.
That's right. The Ab Fab item today is the Bissell Stomp and Go Stain Removing Pads.
Oh. Stomp and Go. Well, I know what a Bissell is.
The Bissell Stomp and Go Stain Removing Pads. That's right.
Wow!
Thank you, audience. These are lifting pads. So I bought a big ass box from Amazon.
Okay.
Because Biggie, you may have heard me say this about a month or two ago. Biggie was going through a period of naughtiness where we have a walk-in closet. And Biggie, even though we would take him out right before bed, Mr. Big decided that around 2 o'clock in the morning would be a really good time to pee again. And he would go on Colin's side. Thanks, Biggie. He would go on Colin's side of the closet and just pee a little bit.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not joking. It's all on Colin's side. I don't know. And sometimes a little poopy. Just sometimes.
Oh.
And as you know, Dawn, we have like cream colored carpet in the room. So it's not great.
And you can tell that it's there.
Yes. Even if you clean. And then my husband, you add insult to injury. My husband is a quarter McGruff the crime dog. He has a basset hound nose. He's a quarter basset hound.
Yeah.
He's Irish, he's German, and basset hound. And he can smell anything. Like, I don't care how long the smell's been gone. I think he would be a good cadaver dog. I've wanted him to go apply. So what you do with these, the Bissell Stomp and Go lifting pads, you put the pad wet side down. And they are wet. I loved it. That's how I knew we were on to something. These are drenched. You put it on this stain, no matter how old that stain is. Now, look, I mean, if it's a couple years. But anyway, it can be older. You put the damn thing. You put the pad on the stain. You stomp it. You stomp it into the cart. You stomp the pad with your foot. You stomp it and you stomp it. And then you let it sit there for 30 to 45 minutes. And I pulled up on three areas of Big's pee-pee.
Yeah.
Gone.
Really?
Gone. And these stains were a couple months old.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's great.
A couple months old.
You don't have to, like, get a little spray bottle of...
Which we already did.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
Oh, you already did that. Of course
yes.
you did. And so this got out even more.
Yes. This returned the carpet to the color.
Oh my gosh.
The only thing that got rid of the slight yellow tint that was still present. Y'all know what I mean, no matter what color your carpet is. But this has been the only thing that has worked. Because immediately after every time, we got our little carpet cleaner, our little machine, the little green machine. We got the spray bottle. We did everything. The Bissell Stomp and Go Pet Stain Lifting Pads were the only thing that really, really helped. So,
man.
Yep.
That's great when you find those things that you're like, yep, this works.
Yep.
And you just, you know, this is not, doesn't have to do with pets, but it is a pro tip that I learned from MC's mom. If you have a stain on your shirt, even if you've washed it and dried it and you're like, okay, well, that's there forever. I have to throw that out. Put Murphy's oil soap on it.
Oh,
and
really?
Soak that. Yeah. You have to be careful if you've never washed a shirt before. And the, it doesn't, no, it doesn't take color out. It doesn't have any bleach in it. It's for wood. It's a wood staining or cleaning product. So it's a very thick, so you just put that on there, rub it around, get a bucket of hot water and put that portion of the shirt or whatever stain in there. Leave it in there for a couple of hours and then wash it. It gets out most things like ink.
Oh, wow.
All kinds of stuff.
I love the multi-use things that you think, okay, this is only good for X, Y, and Z. But no, it's also good for A, B, C. So anyway, I love this item. Just like my Whoosh, news you can use, the Bissell Stomp and Go Pet Stain Lifting Pads.
Just added it to the show links page.
So. Yeah. I got it on Amazon, and I got the big old box.
Yep, that's because, what I linked.
Yeah, I got the big box because I used like 10 just because I had several, and I was doing the test for this show and the TV show as well.
Oh, good.
And yeah, and I saw a difference. And McGruff, Colin McGruff Matheson, also noticed a reduction in the smell, most importantly. He isn't smelling it in our closet anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and the fact that you don't have to touch these, the fact that you stomp on them, that's what I liked too. There's no scrubbing.
You don't even have to get down on the ground.
No.
See, that's what I'm used to, getting out the pet stain, squirting stuff. You know, you have paper towels, you try to, you know, dab it, and then you're spraying it, and you come back and maybe vacuum it.
Yep.
Oh,
so,
boy.
There we go. There's my ab fab for today, everybody. And you can get the show link at mytalk1071.com. Okay, when we come back, hour two. Dawn, unfortunately, you know, we love the days when we come back from vacation because we always tell, you know, Amelia, Michael, we always tell vacation stories. But unfortunately, we had PD&D the moment Dawn got off the tarmac. So we didn't get to hear a lot of vacation shenanigans. When we come back, we're going to have one of those. Plus, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills trailer for the reunion.
Oh, my God.
We're not overselling this. It's probably one of the most explosive reunions I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Wait till you hear about this. That and more when hour two begins after this.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.